from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Afghan blast death toll now up to 80. The Islamic State terror group claimed credit for a bomb attack in Kabul Saturday that killed at least 80 people and wounded hundreds of others during a mass protest rally. A website linked to Islamic State claimed responsibility for the violence. A statement said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who were mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers assaulted the peaceful demonstrators. It said one of them detonated his device among the protesters. One mistakenly killed only himself, while a third was shot dead by security forces guarding the rally. Chancellor Angela Merkel said the German security services will do everything possible to protect the security and freedom of all people in Germany in the wake of two attacks in less than a week.
Wir alle trauern mit schwerem Herzen
She says such an evening and such a night is difficult to bear for all of us, and it's even more difficult to bear because we've had so much terrible news in so few days. She went on to say that they will find out what exactly lay behind the crime in Munich and that they will not rest until they have precise knowledge about the two incidents that have plagued her country over the last week. Speaking to reporters Saturday in Berlin, Merkel said that Friday's deadly rampage in Munich, which she called a night of terror, and Monday's attack on board a train were carried out in places where any of us could have been and have left many Germans wondering where exactly is safe. An 18-year-old German arrived. Iranian man opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich on Friday night, killing nine people and wounding more than a dozen others. This is VOA News.